You are listening to the Ultimate Intimacy Podcast, where we discuss how to find ultimate intimacy in your relationship. We believe that no matter how many years you've been married, you can achieve passion, romance, happiness, and ultimate intimacy at any stage of your life. Join us as we talk to not only marriage experts, but couples just like yourself and people who are just flat out fun. The Ultimate Intimacy Podcast is for couples who have a good relationship but want to make it even better.
It's the Ultimate Intimacy Podcast with Nick and Amy, and today we are going to discuss the negatives and positives of adding bedroom toys to your marriage. I think this is going to be a really good episode. Amy and I talk about this often, and we get a lot of people asking questions about this, and I think adding bedroom toys can be a really good thing, but I think if you're not careful, it could also be a negative.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
Absolutely, and there's a lot of couples like us that were completely against them. I'm not sure why. I don't know if it was the way we were raised or we were just thought they were inappropriate or we had... I guess in my mind, growing up and first getting married, I thought toys were too kinky. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. That's like, exactly what I was
And I didn't
say.
Like even look into it, so I didn't even really know what...
Toys are
what they even look like.
Yeah,
right?
Toys are for like people that are like sex addicts and have to get crazy and different things like that. And I have completely changed my mindset on that just because of the great impact it's been on our marriage.
Yeah,
and our
and
sexual intimacy.
Like if you have listened to our podcast before, where we kind of talk about this beforehand, I think it took us what 15 years to even try one, right? And we'll get into that. We'll get into the details a little bit more, not too many details, but just why they've been marriage changing, but why so many people still are against them. And I could kind of see why if you look, had that mindset about them, that could happen, right?
Well, and I think too, until you try something, you really don't know the impact, right?
For
you
sure.
Just have a certain perception of what it is and what it's going to be like and things like that. And then once you try something, at least for us, we're like, oh my heck, this is like a game changer. But again, I think it is one of those things that you have to be very careful with, because if it, just like anything else, something good can be used for something good and it can be used for something bad.
Right.
And I think this is one of those cases where you just, there are some negative things about it, or could be some negative things if you're not careful, but there's many positive things as well. And so that's what we're going to discuss today in today's podcast. We're going to dive into the negatives and the positives of adding a bedroom toy to the bedroom, because there are a lot of people that contact us and say, hey, I, you know, because of the way I grew up, I just don't know if this is right, or I don't feel good about it, or, you know, we get everything across the board. And our job today isn't to tell you
Yes or no,
or what to do or what not to do. It's just to open your mind and get you thinking about what could potentially be really good for your marriage.
Or really bad if you have a certain personality. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so we'll talk about the negatives first. We want to always end with the positives. And like we said, we're not trying to sway, because that's why we're talking about the negatives and the positives. And then after, we're also going to talk about boundaries. If you do decide that a toy can be positive, or you've already implemented toys into your marriage, boundaries that if you haven't set already, probably should talk about, like how to keep them healthy, right? Because we're all about healthy marriage.
But before we dive in, we just sent out a newsletter, and I think this is a good thing to just hit briefly on, because I think there are so many women that feel or felt like Amy did. And I think this podcast can really help resolve that issue. But we just sent out a newsletter talking about how Amy and I had a discussion, I don't know, a while ago, maybe a year or so ago.
Probably
maybe
a year ago,
a
2 years ago.
But talking about how we just got into it, and Amy's like, you know, I enjoy sex, but it's such a short period of enjoyment for me. It's hard for me to want to get into it and take the time. And you know, we got talking about how it feels good to me the whole time, but it only feels good to her a very, very short period of time. So one of the things we talked about is like, okay, how do we get your body to enjoy sexual intimacy as much as I enjoy it for as long as you can enjoy it, right? And so that's kind of what we were trying to figure out. And so that's why we implemented a bedroom toy in in our lovemaking is because it really helps Amy feel, I guess,
Physically
feel
into it.
physically enjoyment the most of the time or the whole time, right? And we actually just found another product that we'll talk about that's just been amazing. And so if you're a woman out there that feels the same way, that's like, oh, it's just too much work, I don't enjoy it, or I have a hard time having an orgasm and I feel like it's just for my husband, then this is an episode you're absolutely going to want to listen to.
For sure.
So let's dive in first.
Okay, hold on. I want to start before we even dive into the negatives. I'm going to ask Nick a question on the spot. Why were you hesitant? I'm not going to say against because we had never really discussed it, but why were you hesitant as a man to bring in a toy? And I think a lot of reason I'm bringing this up is because this is going to go with our negatives, but I think a lot of husbands who haven't brought in a toy is going to agree with you.
Yeah, my biggest concern is that she would love the toy, but I couldn't compete with the toy. That the toy was going to be way better than me, and it would turn into more of like she would enjoy the toy and maybe enjoy less of me or less of the lovemaking.
Which is like every husband's thought, probably, right?
Yeah, like absolutely, because a husband, he wants to be the one to be able to perform and provide fulfillment and pleasure. And if it's, I don't know, if I guess if it's something else that really steps up and helps that, you could. My concern was you would enjoy the toy more than me.
It would
Bottom
become a
line, it'd
replacement.
become a
And
replacement.
that's the whole point of our podcast on toys. Whether you are against or for, we firmly believe it should never be a replacement. We're not into solo stuff in our marriage. We believe that toys should only be used together as an aid to make intimacy even better, but never replace and never take away that unity and that oneness that sexual intimacy is supposed to bring, right? So I
Exactly.
wanted to make that up clear that no matter where you feel on this scale with toys or against toys, we firmly believe, and this is why we sell them, is we want it's changed our marriage in an intimate way so that I'm enjoying it physically as much as he is, but it's only used together. And we'll get into the more of that. But and you
Yeah, and
probably
I
have
think the
already heard us
question.
say that.
And the question Amy and I always ask is, does it bring us closer together as a couple? If we can answer yes, and it's an honest yes,
And of both of us, yes.
then it's probably a good thing. If it doesn't bring us closer together as a couple, and so I think that question can apply with everything we're talking about today. In every single positive and every single negative, does it bring you closer together as a couple, or does it take you further apart? Are you using toys on your own? Obviously, that's not bringing you closer together as a
No,
couple.
no.
So think about that question while we talk about all the negatives and the positive aspects, and then determine if maybe this is something that could really help your marriage as well. So let's jump into the
Okay.
negatives.
Okay, so I think the first one would be dependency or reliance on vibrators. That comes with using and not even just vibrators or toys. That comes with probably more of a mental side, would you say, where
Yeah, where you're like, oh, if we don't have a vibrator, I'm not even going to enjoy it, right?
Right.
And that obviously can be a negative, because that's not necessarily the case of lovemaking, is it doesn't always have to be ending with an orgasm. It doesn't always have to be, I mean, obviously that's ideal, but.
And there's plenty of ways to be intimate without doing the normal intercourse or sex, right?
Yeah,
But
and I think if you're not careful, you can become over reliant and over dependent on a vibrator or a
for
toy.
sure.
I think you can. But for Amy and I, and I don't want to jump ahead, but we found a great aid that works phenomenal, but I don't worry about that like as much, because we're using it together and we're making love, right? Like,
Right.
so it's not like a toy that she's going and using independently and things like that. So
Yeah, and we'll get into a couple toys. I think we'll focus more on the positive aspects of the toys that we recommend or what has been really helpful and why. But we'll just go over number two would be more like performance pressure. The pressure feeling like certain standards that maybe using toys lead, like probably more for a man, like feeling inadequate. Because the toy can do things that maybe you can't. And that's why we always, that's why we call them aids, is because if you get the right aid in the bedroom, it's helping it be better. It's not replacing your spouse.
I was going to say, I actually feel like the opposite of that, because for a lot of men, if they finish before their wife does, then they really feel bad because they're like, what do I do? Right? Like, I physically am done. I can't really, you know,
And sometimes manual doesn't work, right?
Yeah. And there are times where, like, if Amy's close and I finish first, like, I literally can use the toy with together to within 30 seconds take care of her.
Yeah.
And there are sometimes that, so to me, it actually reduces any performance issues. And I actually feel like for me, it's a positive because I don't have to worry about if we don't go at the same time or I finish before you do, because I'm like, oh, I can easily take care of her within 20 or 30 seconds.
So, and I think that comes down to personality and mindset, because if you look at it as that toy or that bedroom aid taking place of you and having a negative attitude on that, like, oh, she's going to like that better. You're confident enough to be like, okay, she likes that a lot, but I'm still the person that's using that to help her find that pleasure. And I think that comes down to, like, personality. We're talking negatives right now, right? So if you're the personality where you're worried about having those jealous feelings, like, that can take care of her, but I can't on my own, that's gonna cause a little bit of rift, right?
Yeah, and like I said before, the first, like, that was one of my concerns, is would the toy replace it? But I, to me, this is actually, like I said, actually a positive for me, because we're making love the whole time, right? So who cares if for 20 or 30 seconds I have to use something to get over the finish line, so to speak.
I think it's important for husbands to remember that most women, 80% of women cannot have an orgasm through penetration alone. So adding an aid to the clitoris during penetration is going to change sexual intimacy for 80% of women. So in this mindset, if you're like, okay, she's going to turn to the toy, she's going to like the toy more. If you're using it as an aid on the clitoris, but you still can have normal penetrative sex, that's not really taking away from you, right?
I totally agree. Totally agree.
So, okay, the next one I want to talk about is emotional distance in a marriage during intimacy. And if you are using toys excessively, and if it turns into an all pleasure-focused experience, that's going to take away from the emotional connection. And that's what we do not want, right? We don't want bedroom toys to ever take away the emotional aspect of it, of the, like we said already, the uniting, the intimate part of being intimate.
Yeah, the kissing, the hugging, the holding each other.
The toys are never supposed to replace that intimate part. So I think that when we talk about these negatives, it all comes down to communication. Like, how do you feel like this? And If a husband, I hope Nick, if he was feeling like this is becoming more of a replacement, or I'm feeling these certain feelings against these toys, or this is how this is affecting me, I would hope that a couple would discuss that.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Right, for discuss sure. that. Because the entire point of sexual intimacy, and like husbands always tell us, sexual intimacy to them is that emotional aspect for them. They want it to be emotional. They want the wife to enjoy it, but emotionally connect with them. That's where they feel that. So I think it's very important to make sure that emotional side stays if you're using the toys, right?
Yeah, for sure.
The next one we wanted to talk about was decreased sensitivity. And this one kind of shocked me, because it was talking about if you use toys too much and you get... what's the word? Kind of...
almost like an addiction.
Like an addiction to the toy, where your body and your mind almost starts thinking, I can't have an orgasm. We didn't bring the toy tonight. I'm not going to lie. Like, I felt that sometimes where we've gone like on an overnight or something and the vibrator wasn't charged. And my first thought is like, oh my gosh, I might not be able to have an orgasm tonight. That's not a good place to be, right? But I think you can control that. And that means not always bringing them out, or finding one that you both feel okay with and having a backup, that if this one's okay to use all the time because it helps in all these ways. Or I think it's important that you...
Well, and I think if you're... obviously, if you're using them on a daily basis or something, I could see that happening, right?
Right.
But if you have some time in between to build up and things like that, then I think you know, you're probably okay.
But I think this is another conversation to be had. Like, when do we pull the toy out? Do we want it at the beginning? Do we want to try not using it tonight? Do we want to, do you know what I mean? And just make sure that there's a healthy balance there.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, I mean, yeah, no, I think that's a great point. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We have to be careful about our minds too. Cause sometimes like anything else, like you said, can be an addiction, but we also get so focused mentally on things that it kind of changes the whole dynamic. So that takes good conversation and just being aware, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, it also like overstimulation, right? Like overstimulating the body. You just have to be careful of that. Yeah. And everything we're talking about is just like, obviously just like anything else. If you eat too much food, you're going to gain weight. If you drink too much, all these things are going to have side effects. So everything we're talking about is like within a healthy, you know, healthy relationship and not,
for sure,
not overusing things, right?
Which we'll get into boundaries at the end, but yeah.
And I think, you know, one of the other things is also that one of the negatives can be like nerve damage, obviously. If you're utilizing these things way too much, there can be negative effects to that. That's never really crossed my mind or never been an mm-hmm. issue because we make love a couple times a week, right?
It's not every day and we're not always bringing out the toy. And yeah, I think you just have to be careful.
Yeah. But right? I like the next one. And you just hit on psychological factor of kind of getting dependent mm-hmm. on using them. And you're like, oh, if you forgot it or it's not charged, am I going to be able to have an orgasm? I almost think it's maybe healthy to occasionally take some time and do different things, maybe without it, to not be reliant on it,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I mean, maybe we haven't done as good a job on that as we should, but you know, I don't know.
Well, when we get into the positives, like I think being reliant, like you don't want to be reliant on it, but if it's really helping your, I don't know, your intimacy all the time, like I'm not against that.
Yeah.
The next one is unrealistic expectations. I think this is where it comes down to what you've been taught, what you believe about toys. Do you think you're going to buy a toy and then just all of a sudden your sex life's just going to be so amazing, right? Like, no, like even like toys or any other positions or anything you try takes practice, right? It takes learning together. And I think it takes a healthy relationship to be able to communicate about, did you like this? Do we need to use it here? Do we need to not use it here? Is that too much pressure? Like, I think it's really, really important to make sure that you have realistic expectations that buying a toy is not going to always just fix problems. It's going to take communication and experimenting. Because the vibrator, when we first tried one, I was like, well, that's too much, or that's too hard, or that kind of hurts right there. Like, you have to experiment with each other and be in a good place to really talk about it.
Every couple is different. Like, something that might work really well for one couple might not work as well for another
couple.
For
sure.
Right? Like,
for sure.
We're all built differently. We all feel different things. So, yeah, it's not kind of a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah. Let's see. Relationship and balance. I think that toys could create tension or imbalance in a marriage if a couple lets it, leading to resentment. Like, I think it's important for a wife not to be like, grab the toy, I need the toy, and make her husband feel like it's about the toy and not about him. And I think, once again, this comes down to having a healthy marriage.
Yeah, and I think a lot depends on the personality as well. Like, for me, like, if you're like, hey, grab the toy, it feels better, I'm not going to be offended. I'm going to be like, hey, whatever we can do to enjoy connecting,
I want you to
and be
enjoy
sexually
it.
Intimate yeah. more often and more connecting, like, I'm all about that, you know?
For sure. For sure. And we'll get into boundaries more at the end. But should we jump into positives?
Yeah. Last one, I think, for negatives is being embarrassed that maybe you use sex toys in your intimacy, or being afraid that someone might see him, or, you know, just having that feeling of being, I guess, maybe a little embarrassed, right? That you need to use them or that you use them.
I got a story for that. I think I already shared it in one episode. But if you didn't hear that episode, it was a long, long time ago in an old neighborhood, and I was going to, I can't even, go get my daughter or something, I can't remember, and I knocked on the door, and little boy answered, And he was like playing with this like ring, and he was like stretching it and like pushing the button and stuff. And I was like, what do you have there? And he like shows it to me. He's like, here, you want to touch it? And he had gotten in his mom or dad's, his parents' like toy stash. Uh-huh. And it was a vibrating ring. And he's like, look, it stretches, you know? And I just started dying of laughter. And the mom came to the door and she was so mortified. Like, bright red. So I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm like, dude, it's cool. I'm the perfect person to be at the door at this situation. But yep. I just had to share that because I thought it was so funny, but we shouldn't have to be embarrassed that we found something that makes sex awesome as a couple, right?
Like, exactly.
Like, I don't know. Obviously, we don't want our kids to find that those kind of situations happen. Thank goodness he was little. I keep telling Nick, I'm like, we got to do a better job at like, locking, make sure those things are hidden, right?
We got
teenagers
absolutely.
In the house now. I'm like, I don't need to get into that conversation.
Yeah,
but
we're looking for some lock boxes
we're gonna
sell as well.
That's our next goal. But
that's right.
You said that you shouldn't be embarrassed about wanting to bring a toy. And I wanted to hit on that because there's so many women that have actually come to us and said, after, I can't even tell you how many years of marriage, I've never had an orgasm before. And I'm just like,
what?
You make love to your husband all the time, but you never physically really enjoy it, like in that way. Like, that's so sad to me. And so a lot of these women have finally given in and been like, okay, I'm going to try a toy because I want to learn how to orgasm. Because unless you use the right stimulation on the clitoris, most women can't orgasm that easy, right? Unless they've learned how. It's a learned thing
and
for
women. And I think one of the things, too, that like a sexual aid or toy can help you learn how to do that. Like, I fully believe that if Amy and I went and got in bed right now, I could give her an orgasm without the toy. It might take longer, but like, I know...
The toy kind of taught that, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, now I kind of know what spots she's sensitive and different things that can be done and things like that. And so... Actually, it can be, you know, helping explore the body and learn what areas are sensitive and about the clitoris and things like that. It actually can be a positive thing.
Why do you think the stigma around sex toys? I like to call them intimate aids. I like that word better because I think sex toys has a negative.
Well, negative. Look at so not that I'm saying I've looked at a lot of sex toys, but obviously. I feel like when people are marketing sex toys or things like that, it's all about like
pleasure,
orgasm, and less about like being intimate. And that's one of the things that Amy and I really try to do is if you notice, we don't have hundreds of sex toys. We don't.
No, we don't have like crazy stuff.
Yeah, we have a few really good items that we've personally tried and we personally use and like. And they are items that can help us be more intimate and bring us closer together.
Right.
Like, and so that's what we really want to focus on is providing products that can help bring couples closer together. It's not just focused on, let's just go have the craziest,
night
we can and just focus just on crazy things. Let's utilize and have tools and things that can help us become more connected and
intimate,
make our intimacy better. So,
yeah, love it. So, we're going to talk about the positives. Yes?
I like the positives, yeah. All right. So, the first positive is they can enhance, obviously, sexual pleasure, right? Like Amy talked about, many women have never even had an orgasm. And the majority of women really struggle to have an orgasm during penetration. These can be great sexual aids. It'd just be like buying a good pair of running shoes to help you run faster or buying a, you know, whatever you think about. Just buying something to help you perform better or do better. It could be buying taking supplements to help your body feel better. This is no different. A sex aid can really help you enjoy sexual pleasure a lot better. And it has for us. I mean, no question.
Right. I don't know how to add to that one. The next one is increased intimacy. I think that exploring some toys or even just exploring new positions or trying something new together actually builds a lot of trust between two people.
For sure,
so
yeah.
I'm going to call this one increased intimacy and trust, because I think the more that you can... And sometimes exploration makes you laugh, right? You're like, that did not work. That was hilarious. That one's scratched.
No doubt.
That one's out. That's never happening again. But I think that when you can have those kind of... those moments where you're like playing around, having fun with each other. And I want to add, like, there's a quote that says, like, bedroom time in marriage is like the adult playground. Go have fun. Like, that's where marriage should be, fun and connecting, and you can laugh and create, I don't know, just that intimate connection. And so
exactly.
I think that making stuff fun sometimes take toys. So I actually like the word toy in this sense, that sometimes it can create a little more fun in the bedroom. And if you've been married as long as us, or longer than us, or even just 5 years or 50 years, we've been married 22 almost. Ooh. Sometimes you need something to just switch it up a little bit. And I think I was so glad that we're not against trying a few things in our marriage now, because I'm like, I can see why so many women, year 10, year 15, they're just kind of like, same old stuff, don't want to do it, I'm out, right? Yeah. A lot of people just give up because sex gets boring, intimacy gets boring, it gets less connecting if you get bored. But if you can make it fun and emotionally connecting and try new things together and really make it kind of your playground where you're...
Well, the key you're hitting on is mutual satisfaction, right?
Yes. Like, so, which is number three we're going to say.
Yeah, so like, the biggest benefit, and I think this is the biggest one of all, is mutual satisfaction. Helping you both enjoy sexual intimacy as
equally
much as you can, mm-hmm. right? And as we've talked about and hit it over and over again, that's what we were looking for in our relationship. And these have really helped us both enjoy sexual intimacy as much as we can.
Okay, so going back to our first story that you shared, when we had a talk a couple years ago or a year ago, whenever, and Nick said, why don't you enjoy it as much as me? And I said, because it literally feels good for you the whole time. I can tell. And it literally is so much work to get me built up, to get me aroused. It takes time. Sometimes I'm tired. It's not worth the work. And then it's like, if I do have an orgasm, it's 30 seconds or 20 or whatever. It feels great. But I was like, really, was that 40 minutes? It didn't feel great those 40 minutes building up. Like, once in a while. But then for a woman, it's easy to lose and you have to build it back up. Like, it's just a lot more work for us, I think. And I'm just speaking for myself. But... like, when we incorporated the toy, like, at the very beginning, like, during foreplay, it's like that arousal when you're, like, focused on the clitoris the entire time, no matter what you're doing, it changes the entire, like, I don't know how a man would is, like, the intensity, the arousal, like, it's good the whole time for you, right?
Yeah.
And that changed that for me. I was like, oh my gosh, the pleasure went from 30 seconds to the full 30 minutes.
Well, and the... amazing transformation that I think's happened is now I would say, you know, roughly 70% of the time she's having one before I am.
It's true.
Yeah. So it's like, not only she's obviously enjoying it much more. And so I think that's a real positive. I think
it's a real positive, especially if you're a wife that feels like the foreplay takes too long. You're kind of just don't want to go there, and it doesn't feel good until the very end, or it doesn't feel good at all. I think this is a great addition.
And
I'm not trying to sell anyone on a toy. I'm just saying we can only speak from experience, right? And it was marriage changing for us.
I was going to say the only negative, and I don't know that I necessarily would say this is a negative, but a lot of times, like before, we would have a lot more foreplay. And now Amy's like,
sorry, I can't last.
She's like, let's just go. I don't need all this foreplay, because she can literally start to finish and quicker. Anyways, so I'm not necessarily saying that's negative, but I'm kind of saying that jokingly. We don't have as much foreplay, so.
But a lot of men would be fine with that.
Yeah, and a lot of women would be too.
A lot of women and men would be fine with that. If you're not fine with that, then don't. Well, there's a fix to that. Don't bring the toy out that soon.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is sometimes with a toy, you don't really need foreplay.
Like, it's, well, your foreplay goes quick.
Like, it's like from zero to hot in like 30 seconds.
And there's solutions to that. Don't bring out the toy until you're ready to go quick.
That
right?
is true.
Or or learn the toy and learn how to like edge with the toy, like where it's like hot and then I'm going to cut back a little bit. Then I'm going to go hot again. Then I'm going to cut back a little bit. Right? Like, that's probably how a man works, right?
Yeah.
It's really intense. I'm going to hold back because I don't want it to finish yet. So And that leads us to number five, which is exploration and experimentation, right? Like, you have to learn the toy. Like, if it's going too quick and you have these conversations, I wish the foreplay was longer. Maybe we don't.
Well, the great thing is when you have more tools, you can do more things and you can find more fulfillment. Like, you have, when your toolbox is bigger, you have a lot of different options. And for Amy and I, like, we don't do a ton of different things. Like, what we've kind of found what works the best,
which is like two things.
Yeah, kind of found what works the best for both of us and what we both enjoy the best, and we're like, this is kind of our go-to thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's awesome.
But right? You have to try several things to be like, that's definitely not going in the exactly. box, and that one's definitely going in the box. I hated that one. I love this one. That
exactly.
That takes that experimentation, right?
Yep.
The next one always comes down to communication. Always, 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 right? I don't feel, this could be negative. I don't feel like toys should be stressful. They should create any tension. They should only create relaxation, more intimacy, and more connection. Like, yep. That's what keeps a toy positive.
Yep. I totally agree.
Right?
I totally agree. I like, I think too, the educational opportunity in talking about toys, going back to what I talked about, like, it helps you experiment, it helps you learn each other's bodies, what works, what doesn't work. You learn so much more about each other's bodies and sexual responses and things like that. And so I think that's a very positive. I've learned more about your body than I ever imagined I could have, and there's still a lot more I could learn, but I think it just really helps for that.
Yeah, for sure.
And of course, you know, playfulness and fun, like, incorporating these things,
like we kind of talked about, yeah,
they're really enjoyable. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. You shouldn't feel guilty for enjoying sexual intimacy, and I think for some reason a lot of people do.
So let's talk, like, on the Bible standpoint of this. If you're Christian, I don't think there's a whole lot in there that says you can't do this or you can't do this or you can't do this. Like, what God wants us to do is come together as couples and be intimate, right? Like, emotionally, that intimate intimacy, right? But some couples are like, I don't feel like this should replace a body part or whatever. The thing that I've always, I'm just getting real right here, and I hope people will chime in if they want to email or whatever. I've always felt like, why do you not have the body part that takes care of the clitoris? If God gave us this body part that's solely for women for sexual pleasure, but your body part doesn't even, like, take care of that body part. Like,
yeah.
Did I even say that right?
No, you did. Yeah.
That sounds kind of lame.
Why weren't we built with something in our body part that hit the clitoris,
that made sex more? And so a lot of couples are like, well, we can't incorporate toys. We don't know if we believe
in
that.
It's artificial.
It's artificial, whatever. And my whole point at year 15 was, wait a second. I've got this clitoris. God gave me this for sexual pleasure. How do I take care of this? This is what feels good to me, but this isn't necessarily what feels good to him. And so the whole fact that we found something that we can use together to make it amazing, like, I feel in a religious aspect, like, it was a gift from God.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't even know how to say that.
I mean, literally, you could use this in every aspect. You could say, well, if he wanted us to brush our teeth, he would have invented a toothbrush. If he wanted us to, you know, we have contact lenses or glasses so we can see better. Like, there's so many things. There's so many inventions and things that have come along that have helped us improve our way of life, that have helped us health-wise, that they didn't have back then. And that's what God does, is he helps people invent things or come up with solutions for problems or things that we deal with here on earth. And I think that's a good way to look at it and say, you know, we as humans innovative enough that we come up with all these things that we can help our eyesight through glasses and contacts. We can, you know, I just got a hair transplant. Like, I can, that's pretty amazing technology, right?
It is, yeah.
Pretty amazing that we can do these things to improve our lives and improve different aspects of our lives. And I look at intimacy toys as one of those things. Again, like,
if used right,
if used right, this can be a great benefit to help your marriage and help your sexual intimacy. So that's kind of the way I look at it.
And I want to speak to men that are worried about bringing in a toy or an aide, if it helps your wife to love sex because she's physically enjoying it better, that's only going to benefit you, right? If you set healthy boundaries and make sure that it's only used together, that's only going to help your marriage.
And it's almost an unselfish thing, like, right? Like, you know, the way, if you approach it the right way and say, hey, I really want our intimacy and connection to be better. I want you to enjoy it. How do you feel about incorporating something into our lovemaking that can help you enjoy it more? Like, that's thinking of your spouse and thinking of their enjoyment and their pleasure as well. So,
yeah, I love it. Anyways, I just wanted to kind of add that in there because however you feel, we'd love to hear your comments on that. Like, so boundaries, we'll just go over this really quick. Obviously, both spouses should agree to the use and feel comfortable with the decision of trying out a new toy, right? Consent always.
I think if you're a wife, you're probably safe buying a toy and introducing it to your husband saying, hey, let's do this in our lovemaking. Mm. If you're a husband, I would probably get your wife's permission before buying a toy. That's just me.
Maybe I don't know, because I feel like some husbands could be very much like, am I not enough for you? Why do you need a replacement? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of husbands that could be really...
Talk about it, because again, just like our experience, it's been really, really awesome. It's been such a great thing for us. And I really believe if you listen to the statistics that 80% of the women out there could be a great benefit to them as well, just like it has for Amy.
And I don't remember when we researched this, but we actually found out that vibrators weren't actually made as sex toys. They were actually created to relieve stress for women, right?
For people that had depression and stress and anxiety, so it was actually invented to, when they had an orgasm, it would release the endorphins and all that stuff and actually make them feel better. So, like, knowing that these were invented to reduce stress, and that was kind of the primary purpose.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Anyway, you can go do your own research on that, but I thought that was interesting to bring up. We talked about consent. Communication is always important. Talking about boundaries before you even buy them. Before we even decided to buy our first toy, we were like, okay, only use together. Like, there's not going to be any solo stuff in our marriage. Yeah. And I know everyone has different feelings on that. Like, that's up to your
again
marriage,
that's just what we felt would be best for our marriage.
Yeah, because if you don't want a toy to turn negative or something, well, she'd rather use it by herself. I mean, that's going to hurt your intimacy.
Yeah,
so
if,
it's
if
important
your wife's
to talk
using
about
it by herself, you're probably not going to be using it together very often,
and that is going to affect your marriage very negatively. So that's important to talk about before you even get into it. Let's see, hygiene. I think it's just really important to clean them and be careful with them, you know, those kind of things. Talk about that together because you're using them together. Sensitivity, it's really, really important when you first get them to be careful with them. Use them very gently, figure out what she likes, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I think as we're wrapping this up, one of the things we want to hit on is, you know, Amy and I have really promoted the Ultimate Intimacy Vibrator. It's been like a real game changer for us.
Yes.
We absolutely love it. But we just found another product that we tried that I think is just as amazing. It might even be better.
It's just as amazing.
Because one of the things about the vibrator, well, I'm going to let you share. We were kind of talking about this earlier.
What, I don't know where you're going with that, though.
Well, just the difference between the vibrator use and then the new toy that we found, which is basically a vibrating ring that's remote control, that's bigger. It's been amazing. And I love this one because it doesn't move around as much. Mm-hmm. You are making love while you're using it.
Yes.
It's stimulating the clitoris while you're having intercourse. Like, you are as connected as you can be, where Amy and I would put the vibrator between us while we were making love, but it would move around and
it would be kind of bulky and sometimes it would feel awkward. It still worked for us.
Still worked amazing because we didn't know any different.
We didn't know any different, but we just found this ring. We just listed it in our shop. It's the purple, like, flower looking ring, and it looks really interesting. But the thing that I love, there's a couple things I love about it. For me, it's taking place probably 70% of the time over the vibrator for the reason that the ring is big enough for the man. It doesn't hurt, right? It can help the husband last longer.
It's really stretchable, which is nice. So it doesn't hurt. It's not too tight.
It doesn't look like a crazy sex toy. It looks like a flower. Okay. It's like a flower ring. And I love about it that you can make love, like literally have intercourse, but the clitoris is being stimulated. Just like we talked about, like the best of both worlds, because it's only something you would use together. That's what I love about this toy. It's together. It looks nice. And the flower part has the perfect amount of pressure and vibration. It has different settings too, right?
It does, yeah. So
it has different settings, so you can figure out what you like, so it's more customizable to you.
While you're making love. It has a remote control. You just hit the button while you're making love to find the sensation that she wants that night.
And the flower is just wide enough that it doesn't have direct stimulation on the clitoris, but like around it, which is what is really important. If you listen to our podcast episode with an expert on the clitoris is very, very sensitive. So direct pressure on it can actually hurt, but like stimulation around it is very, very amazing for women. And that's what I love about this is it's, I don't know. I feel like it's might be the greatest invention ever made. We just barely found this a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, it's comparable to the other vibrator that we sell, because I do love the vibrator. This isn't one that you would use, like, so we mentioned if Nick ends too early and then he's like, crap, I have to do something for you. This wouldn't be the kind of toy that would help after.
It could.
Use it by hand, but the vibrator would probably be more of a let me finish you off. Where this is more
together.
It's a together toy. It's awesome. It's awesome. I'm not trying to sell it. I'm just saying every woman should have it.
Yeah, no, and I think it's like Amy said, it's felt better because it's the way it's designed.
The way it's designed is amazing. Like, I don't think personally, after 22 years, I could have designed anything better. I haven't found a negative about it. Yeah, I have not found a negative about it.
We were trying to find something that could fit between us while we were making love that would stimulate the clitoris. Some of the other vibrating rings worked, but not nearly
as good. They weren't enough. After having a real vibrator between us, I don't want to give too much information, but I want to be honest and real right now. Putting a vibrator between you could be awkward, but it can feel really good at the same time. And this helps it not be too big, but like if you position right, it can hit like the perfect spot. And again, it takes experimentation and communication. But I think once you figure it out, you're like, I don't think our lovemaking can ever go without it. Like, yeah. It's literally
yeah,
that
great.
Yeah,
it's really
great.
Good. It, like, for sure.
So anyways.
Yeah, you can check it out at shop.ultimateintimacy.com. We hope that this podcast has been beneficial, kind of giving you some things to think about and talk about as a couple. And you really should talk about it as a couple. We really hope that these things can really be a great benefit to your marriage. Email us if you have any questions, amy@ultimateintimacy.com. We appreciate you listening to the podcast. And anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, if you are interested in this new toy, we actually created a new couples intimacy box in the shop. And if you didn't catch the last episode, we actually have our Positions Volume 2 that just came out after months and months of work. And we hand design and create everything ourselves, which is, I don't know, I'm pretty excited about. And they are now launched. We have created a box with the vibrator that we love, with this new flower ring that we love, 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 the two position boxes, the whole set. And then you also get a couple other little things that are super, super helpful. So if you want like the whole collection, I think this is one of the best boxes that we have.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good one.
Yep. So check it out. And
yeah, and we hope you enjoyed the podcast. And until next time.